Now we've arrived at the original entrance to the bathhouse, which is the atrium and the basket room. The basket room is where one would drop clothes in order to use the facilities here. The basket room is the only place where the concrete block walls are inboard of the roofs. And it was done, of course, for protection to keep the clothes dry and so forth. In the atrium originally was a large circular feature that contained gravel, and it was edged by paving stones. There had been an intention on the drawings to put a fountain there. That was never done. Instead, it was just sort of a landscape feature, but it was taken out pretty early. I think it was probably a tripping hazard. Our intention is actually to restore that. The circular feature inscribed within the square was a key component of Kahn's design for this space. So we're planning to recreate it with a pebbled surface, but that will be barrier-free accessible so that one could roll a wheelchair over it. From this spot, one can also see a lot of the deterioration that's occurred to this building in the last 50 years. And a lot of it has to do with the water coming off the roofs. And that's a real challenge with this building for us as the restorers. I was fortunate to be able to speak to Ann Ting last summer about the design intentions, because one option was to put gutters on these roofs to help direct the rainwater to preserve this concrete block below them. And I asked her, was there ever an intention for gutters? And she said, oh my, no. She said, we would not want gutters on these roofs. She said, part of the aesthetic was that water would be flowing over the masonry. It's very poetic, but also very damaging to the masonry. And so we're intending to restore the masonry, but also make them a little more, shall we say, impervious to the moisture penetration that has caused the damage that you see here.